Hi, I'm Gabrielle here with Phoenix 98 FM. I'm talking to Jack from Penelope Isles. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hi, can you tell me a bit about Penelope Isles?
Yeah, well, we're a band. It's me and my little sister Lily, and then two other friends, Jack and Becky. And yeah, we make music. We make our own music. We're based in Brighton. And yeah, that's about it. We're currently recording our debut album, which is going to be out around February, March next year with Bella Union.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. So what do you do in the band?
I play guitar and sing.
Oh, okay, and what does everyone else do in the band?
Lily plays bass and keyboards, and then when she's playing bass, Becky, she plays guitar. And then when Lily's playing keyboards, Becky plays bass. And then Jack's the drummer. So yeah, so we kind of swap around a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, exciting. So yeah. If people haven't listened to you before, like, what kind of thing can they expect?
It's hopefully a good time. it's kind of a mixture. Sometimes it's like quite heavy and atmospherical and quite textural, and sometimes it can get really fuzzy and noisy, but then also we kind of rein it back and we're quite delicate sometimes and do like kind of quite a lot of pop stuff. Yeah, we do lots of harmonies and yeah, we just have fun. It's quite a fun show if you ever get to come see us live, so we have fun.
Yeah, definitely. So Cut Your Hair was your first single, right?
Yeah, I mean, technically not our first single, but we have put it out. We put I think Round, or maybe even Sunk to Tea was the first song we released. But I mean, technically Cut Your Hair is our first like official single, yeah, that we released, I guess, with a little label called Art Is Hard. So yeah.
Yeah, will that be on your upcoming album?
It is, yeah. We've kind of we've got a bit of a mixture on the new record of new songs and old songs. Cut Your Hair being one of the old ones. Yeah, we kind of reworked it a little bit and it's sounding a bit more like full in general than like the first recording we did of it. The first recording very much kind of just like lo-fi kind of bedroom vibes. But
yeah, I mean, you call yourself hypnotic chiming bedroom pop.
Yeah.
It's just a great way to describe any kind of music.
Yeah, it's we're kind of trying to keep the bedroom lo-fi sound, but also trying to capture a bit of our live sound as well with the new record. So trying to get best of both worlds.
Yeah, so speaking of live, you're doing End of the Road, and you also got a Rough Trade session coming up, don't you?
Yeah, the Rough Trade thing is actually, we're supporting BC Campwhite, and it's his show, so we're just supporting him. But yeah, we're really excited to do a Rough Trade thing. That's been on the list of things we've wanted to do, so that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the End of the Road, we're, like, super excited about. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, can we hear much of your, will you be playing much of your new music at these, your shows?
I think we're going to play, like, the whole album. I think that's the plan. We're going to play, like, everything that will be on the record at End of the Road. I think that's the plan. We're going to kind of test the water with it and see how it goes. Yeah, some new ones in there, definitely.
Nice, definitely. Okay, cool. So I guess kind of the obvious question, you know, who would you say your influences are in music?
I think mine and Lily's like main influence would probably be a band called Radiohead.
Yeah.
I think what they do dynamically is really inspiring, just how they write music and how it's always changing and it's always topical, it's always like just interesting, really. That's super inspiring. And also the fact how they replicate their music in a live situation has always been really fascinating to me as well. Like, they might do a song differently from the record. That's always been really inspiring. But yeah, other bands, we went on tour with a band called The Magic Numbers a few weeks ago, and that was a bit crazy for us, because they, like, Lily and I have listened to them since we were really young. They're a massive influence on our music, so it was kind of crazy going on tour with them.
You've toured with some really cool bands, like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah as well.
Yeah, we played a show with those guys a couple of months ago in London. That was really cool. We've got the same agent as those guys, so yeah, we hooked up with them. That was really cool. Who else? For me, like John Frusciante is a massive... John Frusciante from the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore, but he's a big influence on me. And then obviously, like, going back to, like, Hendrix and... even like Eric Clapton was one of the first guitarists I got into. So yeah, loads of stuff really, and like all of our friends that play music, they're like a really really big influence on us. Just in terms of like, you know, progression and just having the spirit to kind of crack on and make music, even though it's a bit of a struggle in this day and age to with any art to kind of to pursue an, you know, career in art, or so yeah, like I admire all my friends and people that make music everywhere, really.
Yeah, it's a hard to get career to get into, but I definitely admire what you're doing with it. So
thanks.
So Penelope Isles, I've got to ask about the name. So it sounds quite like Homer, like the Odyssey is what I'm getting from it. Like, am I on
Say
the
again,
right track?
Sorry?
I'm kind of getting like the Odyssey vibes from it, like Homer. So
not really. It's kind of it's really simple. It's funny that you could think that, but really, it's like we're from the Isle of Man.
Okay.
And so that's where the island bit comes from, and then our mum's called Penelope. So
oh, that's so sweet.
It's kind of it's quite simple, really. It's not too far out.
Yeah, so also as well on your merchandise, there's a lot of, and also on your Facebook page as well, there's, I think it's a parakeet. So can I ask about his story?
Yeah, it's, it's actually a lovebird.
Okay.
And so you're close, yeah, but he's our little mascot. I've got a little pet lovebird called Buzz, and he's, he kind of makes an appearance on all our t-shirts and little things like that. We're just actually making a little sticker and also a little pin badge as well that we're going to be selling when we go on the road in September. But yeah, he's our little dude. He keeps us company. And
does he tour with you?
I wish he could. I think he'd be a bit freaked out by the whole thing, but I'd love to bring him along. But he does make an appearance in the new album. He is in there somewhere.
You never thought to call yourself Buzz Isles?
Hell, we could do. Maybe that's an album name. I don't know.
Well, you're touring a lot in Europe as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going away at the start of October. Yeah, we're touring this September. We're going away with a band called Lost Horizons. We're opening for them on their UK tour. And then come October, we're going away to France again and then to Belgium. And then we've got a few gigs in Germany. And then we come back and then we're on tour with BC Camplight.
Oh,
yeah, we're pretty busy. It's going to be a really fun few weeks.
Yes, that's what you've got planned for the rest of the summer?
Say again?
Is that what you've got planned for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, we just got... obviously, we got Sea Change and End of the Road coming up. And then we're making some music videos, actually, for the new album. We're going to be doing that at the end of the summer as well. So, yeah, that's what's planned, really.
It's really exciting. Definitely the music videos, looking out for them.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was really great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Angie, yeah, sorry, I've just been on the run a little bit, so I'm kind of walking through town, so sorry I was a bit rushed.
No worries at all. So thank you so much. This was Gabrielle with Phoenix
AFM,
and yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for the call.
No worries. See you soon. Bye.
Nice one. Bye-bye.